Okay, I think we're on.
Okay.
So, this is Mija Riedel interviewing Don Reitz at the artist's home in Clarkdale, mm-hmm. Arizona, on June 6th.
Danger.
For the Archives of American Art at the Smithsonian Institution. And this is disc number one. Hi, Don.
Okay.
It's great to be here. Really
well, thank you so
here.
Much. It's really good to have you here. I'm glad we could come out to my place, and it's much better to interview out here, to talk out here, than it is in someplace else. So thank you for coming in. And I love the way you seem to get excited at looking at pieces. That's such a reward for the artist, you know.
It was such a treat.
Thank you for that.
We stopped at the studio on the way in to look, and it was wonderful. Okay.
I was stopped a little longer than I anticipated. Sorry about that.
We said so many great things in the studio. We had to come and start talking.
That's all right. Yeah.
So I thought we'd just start at the beginning.
Sure, go ahead.
And you were born in 1929 in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, Sunbury, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And your mom and your dad, John and Sarah?
Sarah and John.
Right. Yep. And three siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk? I know your dad was an accountant.
My dad was an accountant, right? Yeah. And he met my mother in Sunbury, Pennsylvania. She worked in a necktie factory where they did out of silk neckties, and they worked for the converting works. Dad did it was a dye plant or something. They met Mom there, and that how they met. I'm not quite sure about all that, but anyhow, they got together, and I was born in Sunbury, Pennsylvania, and right after that, the Sunbury Converting Works was transferred to Belvedere, New Jersey.
Okay.
And that's how I got to Belvedere. And mm-hmm. when I went to Belvedere, we had, you know, the people have it. We had no money at that time. It was 1929, 30. And so we lived on the town dump, actually, in a house that was furnished for us and on the dump. And so Dad would take care of that and also do the accounting of books, and Mom would sew and things like that. And then we got by, and then we moved up. And my parents were quite religious. They were Lutheran, mm-hmm. Episcopalian, actually. Mm-hmm. The minister gave Dad a job at the church, taking care of everything. So they gave us the rectory right in town, right off that. We lived in the mm-hmm. rectory, the Episcopalian church in the rectory. Lived there for quite a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And Dad took care of that, and Mom did cooking, and we had gardens, and I don't remember not having a garden. I mean, she had canned goods that were just piled high, and she was a great cook, and she still thought she was cooking for Thrashers on the farm, you know. She just, and I don't know how I lived through so many, you know, 8 eggs for a cake or something, you know, and getting all that great juicy fat off a chuck roast. I loved it. You know, why I'm still alive, I have no idea, you know. But I mean, that's why I had all these operations finally, you know what I mean. But anyhow, born there, lived in Belvedere, New Jersey. I grew up there, and Belvedere is right on the where the Pequess and Delaware come together.
Mm-hmm,
so basically
mm-hmm.
raised on rivers, mm-hmm. which I really, really, water has been a natural draw for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember as a young lad, we would play hooky from school. I never did well in school.
Mm-hmm.
I got 3 A's, gym, shop, and art.
Mm-hmm.
Rest of things, I pretend I wasn't there. I got through school pretending I wasn't there. That's how I had such a great way. But anyhow, in the yearbook.
Did they know that was dyslexia at the time?
Dyslexia, yeah.
Were they aware of that at the time?
They didn't know what it was.
They
just didn't tell me. I just wasn't paying attention. I was mm-hmm. a troublemaker and stuff like that. But Miss Shook knew.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I'd go to take a test, I would get my paper and pencil, and then I would just start shaking, and I just put my pencil down and walk out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Rosencrantz.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Rosencrantz would say, Donnie, now come on back now, come on back. And she would ask me questions verbatim, I'd get 100.
Right.
You know, so it was really, she and Miss Shook both knew this problem, but mm-hmm. it wasn't a thing that people knew about at the time, this dyslexia thing, see? And
how old were you then, do you remember?
Pardon?
How old were you then?
This was in fourth grade.
Okay, and was that information then conveyed on to other teachers who helped along the way? Or
not really? Well, I just got to be known
mm-hmm.
as a really nice guy,
mm-hmm.
but half the time I wasn't there, so my nickname was Mile Away because I was just... It's in the yearbook, Mile Away, you know, and in the yearbook says most likely, that's all, just most likely.
That's wonderful.
But I was vice president of the class because I was a count. You make up for different things. Mm-hmm. I became the class clown, the mm-hmm. comedian, to make up for, as I look back now, my problems, the dyslexia, mm-hmm. so forth. So, I remember we would play hooky quite a bit, and I would fish. I loved to fish. I fished every day of my life. Or we'd go down to the river.